Welcome to the Success Starts Within podcast, a podcast dedicated to teaching you all the tools and techniques you need to master the mental game and take your performances to the next level. Here's your host, Eli Straw.
Where's the first place you look after a bad game or a bad practice? Do you immediately go to your mechanics and try to figure out what's to blame or what's wrong right now? Now, admittedly, back when I was playing baseball, that is the first place that I looked. And most of the athletes that I work with, that is the first place they look too. However, what happens if it's not your mechanics that are to blame? Could there really be something else that's causing you to underperform? The answer is yes, there can. Absolutely, there can be. And it is your mindset. Specifically, the way you are thinking during games. Now, I was starting work with a new pitcher that I'm working with right now yesterday, and we were going through his assessment, and we were really talking about, you know, just the way that he's approaching the game right now. And his struggle right now is that when he is pitching during either games or live ABs in practice, he is absolutely terrified of throwing balls, hitting batters, and just underperforming. Now, this fear is coming from him wanting to get more playing time and also him not wanting to have his coaches or his teammates mad at him. So it's very, very normal fears that he's having when it comes to pitching. As we were talking, something very interesting became clear, though. The way that he is thinking pre-pitch is significantly different from the times when he's pitching in live at-bats or pitching during games versus the times that he is throwing bullpens. Because when he's throwing bullpens right now, he's great, right? He feels confident. He's throwing strikes. Everything is good. The only difference is when other people are watching and that batter steps in to the batter's box. That's when he really starts to get stressed. And as we were talking, what he really began telling me was that when the batter steps in the batter's box, what goes through his mind is, don't hit him. I hope I don't throw a ball. I can't walk this guy. I've got to throw strikes. I can't mess up. I hope I don't have coach mad at me. And he starts to just think about all these negative things, right? Specifically those first couple. Don't hit him. I don't want to throw a ball. Now during bullpens, he's thinking in a very different way. All he is focused on is hitting the mitt, focusing on his target. Because there aren't so many other factors that he can start worrying about. He's not worrying about hitting a batter because there is no batter there to hit. He's not worrying about walking a batter because there's not an umpire calling balls and strikes. All he's doing is working on his technique, his mechanics, and focusing on hitting his target. Now that right there shows us a very clear example of how different types of thinking can be between practices and between real performances. And when you have this different type of thinking during real performances, it has a significant impact on the way you actually compete and perform. So for that pitcher right there, there isn't really anything different going on with his technique or with his mechanics from when he's throwing bullpens to when he's throwing live at-bats, whether in practice or games. Now, there's not anything different because he hasn't lost his mechanics, but there is actually something different in terms of the way he pitches because he does try to baby the ball a little bit, and he says he pulls his head out a little bit more during the live at-bats and during games. But that's not because his mechanics are wrong. It's because he's thinking about something different in those moments, which leads to fear and which causes him to throw and kind of baby his throw a little bit because he doesn't want to hit the batter or throw a ball. And also then he tries to force himself to throw a strike, which can cause him to yank his head out. So it's really the thinking that is different that's causing the difference in mechanics. Now, if he goes back and he tries to fine-tune his mechanics during bullpens, he's not really going to get anywhere because things are good during bullpens. His mechanics aren't what need to be worked on. What needs to be worked on, and what he and I are starting to work on right now, is changing this thinking. So for yourself, during games, during performances right now, do you find yourself thinking in a different way to when you're in practice? Is it because of fear? Is it because of pressure, anxiety? If you are, then that's the way that you can actually talk yourself into underperforming during games. Now, with that baseball player example, that gives us a little bit of insight into, you know, what's really going on and why this simple type of thinking can cause a difference in performing. But what I want to do right now before I get into a tip that you can use to help take control of your thinking during games is I want to go into detail about the four main reasons why, you know, this idea of different thinking, and just specifically negative thinking in general, can actually lower your performance. So the reason that this is happening is because your self-talk, so your internal dialogue, it's more of a worst enemy than it is your best friend at that moment. And one of the main things that, you know, this kind of negative talk can cause is an increase in your anxiety. If you're beginning games or throughout the game, if you're feeling very anxious, this will increase tension, and it will also make you feel kind of like you're trying to force an outcome because you're so stressed about either not making a mistake or getting the outcome that you want. When you play games with anxiety, this has an impact on your focus too, because anxiety is caused by focusing on the future, focusing on those what ifs and what might happen. So you're no longer giving as much attention as you need to in that moment to the process of your game. And now another reason that this negative self-talk will lower your performance and hurt it is because of low self-confidence. So just think about that baseball player example that I was just talking about. Now, is he exhibiting a high level of trust in his command on the mound? Not at all. He's doubting himself because he's thinking, I don't want to hit the guy, I don't want to throw balls, I don't want to pitch badly. When you have negative self-talk, especially if it's focused on those what-ifs and the things you don't want to have happen, you are creating these images in your mind of you failing and of you making mistakes. And when that happens, your confidence drops. Now, when you go out there and you try to compete and you have low confidence and you hesitate and you're timid and you're holding yourself back, you are not playing as freely and naturally as you need to in order to perform your best. And then another reason that the negative self-talk will lower your performance is it honestly makes it tough to handle failure. If you are playing a game and you have negative self-talk and you think in a way that is demeaning, so you beat yourself up after mistakes, this makes it very difficult to move on from mistakes. Now, moving on from mistakes, it impacts all athletes, but I see it a lot in sports where the athlete has time to think a little bit more. An example is golfers. So I'm working with a golfer right now, and she and I have been working on getting her to move on from bad shots and bad holes in a more productive way. Because if she holds on to that bad shot or that bad hole and carries it with her, it distracts her and it lowers her confidence and makes her more scared and timid for that next shot. And all of this can be traced back to the way she is thinking after the bad shot or the bad hole. If she's thinking in a negative way, if she's beating herself up, then it makes it harder to move on. Just like for yourself, if you beat yourself up and think negatively after mistakes during games, it makes it difficult to move on. Now, this doesn't mean that you're thinking, oh, that was amazing, that was a great play, that was a great shot, if you made a mistake and it honestly wasn't. We're not trying to be ridiculous here, but we're trying to be productive. After you make a mistake, no matter what sport you play, the only thing that needs to be on your mind is how can I put myself in a position to make the next play, to play better moving forward. Now, that doesn't happen if you are beating yourself up and hung up on the mistake. You want to either learn from it and move on, or you simply want to move on if that's not the time to learn from it. So in this case, we don't necessarily want to have positive thoughts, but we want to have productive thoughts. What's the best way for me to think to move on and to get myself ready for whatever is next? And then the last kind of mental game challenge, or the mental area that's affected by negative thoughts, is fear. So this is the one that the baseball pitcher that I was mentioning earlier is really struggling with right now. When he is experiencing fear before he pitches, whether it's live at bats or during games, this is because he is thinking in his mind, I hope I don't hit him. I hope I don't throw balls. He's afraid of that happening. And then what does that lead to in terms of his actual pitching? That causes him to baby the ball. Now, I felt this one a lot when I was playing shortstop and third base when I was playing baseball, and I didn't want to make a bad throw over to first. The times when I was afraid to make a bad throw were the times that I normally made bad throws because I was overthinking the throw and I was trying to take some off and I was babying the throw. For yourself, if you've ever experienced this fear when you're playing, that fear holds you back. And that fear is caused by your thinking. So those are the four areas that are affected when you have negative self-talk or negative thoughts when you play. And when those areas are affected by that negative self-talk, they then directly affect your ability to compete your best. So if you're experiencing any of those four challenges and you're underperforming, we can trace this back to the way that you're thinking, which makes it so important for you to take more control over your thoughts as an athlete. Now, the tip that I want to give you to help with this is a very simple one. But just because it's simple does not mean that it's not effective. And it also doesn't mean that it's not very difficult to do when you're out there during games. Because when we talk about the mental side of the game, you know, and we're talking about it in a logical way, and we're saying, hey, if you think this way, it's going to lead to more fear and anxiety, so you want to think in this different way. Well, just because we say that, right, and I'm telling you that, and we're thinking about it together, that doesn't mean that it's easy to do. Because when you're out there during games, you have all these emotions taking over. But if you try, and you try to apply what I'm about to say, it will help you change the way that you're thinking to reduce that anxiety, fear, increase that confidence, and then also it makes it easier to move on from mistakes. So the tip that I want to give you has to do with, well, it has to do with this idea of fear and anxiety, because it's a tip, or it's part of the tip that I gave the athlete yesterday, the pitcher yesterday, when he and I were working together on this, just kind of getting started on working through that fear and anxiety. And it has to do with trying to tell yourself what you want to have happen, not from an outcome perspective, but from a process perspective. So the example with this baseball player was that he and I were talking about the difference between thinking I don't want to throw a ball or I don't want to hit the batter and focus on hitting my target. Now, if we look at those three things, you know, hitting my target solves the problem of not hitting the batter and not throwing a ball. Just like if you're thinking I don't want to throw a ball and I don't want to hit the batter, what you want is to hit your target. So I was asking him, why think about these things you don't want when we know that creates the picture in your mind of what you don't want to have happen? Why do that when you could instead just focus on the simple idea of hitting your target? Well, the answer is because it's extremely hard to do in the moment when all you can see is that batter there and you don't want to hit him and you don't want to throw a ball and you see your teammates watching, your coaches watching. That's why it's difficult. But like I was saying a second ago, just because it's hard doesn't mean we don't want to try to do it, because if he can focus just on that mitt, that will help him funnel that attention and funnel that focus back to what he's focused on when he's throwing in the bullpens, which will help his natural skills just take over. So for yourself, try to focus on what you want to have happen that's more process focused. Because I'm not telling him to focus on, I'm going to strike this guy out. I'm just telling him to focus on hitting the mitt. For yourself, if you're a basketball player, let's say, and you are struggling offensively, maybe the objective you need to think is, I'm going to focus on off-ball movement. And you keep thinking to yourself, I'm going to focus on off-ball movement. If you are a softball player and maybe you're a pitcher, it's the same sort of thing. Focus on your target. If you're a hitter, focus on swinging at good pitches or just focus on watching the ball. This is a different form of taking control of your self-talk than I discuss a lot, because a lot of times I'm discussing this idea of talking yourself into feeling confident. But right here, what we're talking about is taking control of your focus, which is still self-talk, because your self-talk is your focus. Because if you're thinking, don't hit this guy, don't miss this shot, that's what you're focused on. When in reality, you want to be focused on hitting my target, making this shot, off-ball movement, focusing on the rim, whatever it might be. Right? So that's a great tip that you can start applying right now to help yourself with, you know, with your thinking and getting your thoughts more in your control when it comes to competing.
If you want to hear more mental game tips, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the Success Starts Within YouTube channel, follow Eli on Instagram, the handle is @EliStraw, and subscribe to our weekly newsletter at successstartswithin.com.